Imagine Emerson Point as it was thousands of years ago. The giant Portavant Temple Mound towering behind you is free and clear of vegetation. It stands as a gleaming white mountain at the water's edge, the sunlight glinting off the shells piled up to create it. Clustered around it are smaller midden mounds and a busy Indian village. The original Floridians are hard at work, and much of their day revolves around the nearby river. The area you're standing in wasn't always lined with palms. These came much later, long after the original Emerson Point residents were gone. Originally, this area was an artificial water court, an area almost like a small inlet dug by the Indians. The Indians, who relied heavily upon the river as a source of food, strung long nets across the mouth of the small bay. As the tide came in, so too did the fish, which were harvested at low tide once they were caught in the nets. No one is sure of the name of these prehistoric Amerindians. Here at Emerson, the ancient residents are a mystery, but we can still see the evidence of their life. Look closely at the white shells in the woods, and you will see the kill holes made in order to harvest the soft and delicious body of the mollusk inside. These shells were then recycled to become tools, bowls, decorative ornaments, fishing net weights, and even weapons, providing some of the earliest examples of living sustainably. Now they remain here at Emerson Point, protected by state and federal law, as a reminder of the site's past. Our lives today echo those of Emerson Point's ancient residents. Like the prehistoric people, we rely on the river as a source of food, travel, and fresh water. Hi, I'm Melissa Kane Nell with Manatee County's Natural Resources Department, and I'd like to encourage you to help protect our natural resources. You can help preserve the resources that have sustained human societies for thousands of years by conserving water, protecting water quality, and practicing catch-and-release fishing. What will our footprint look like thousands of years from now?
To learn more about the Manatee River, dial 3. To learn about prehistoric Indian mounds, dial 26.